Well, The Godfather's waltz must be one of the most played movie tunes of all times. It conjures up images of sunshine and Sicily and the mafia. Actually, many Italians are very sensitive about that particular Italian institution. And they were not impressed recently when they heard there was a chain of restaurants in Spain called La Mafia. In fact, mafia-related names are increasingly being used by marketing people around Europe. In Germany, there is a company called Palermo Mafia Shooting, which makes products such as Al Capone pasta, wicked Cosa Nostra sauce, and book recipes called The Mafia Cookbook. It does all seem a little tasteless, can I say? Mind you, it probably doesn't help when your former prime minister is convicted of tax fraud. But that's another story, which we will get to in a few minutes. But first of all, we're going to the town of Perugia in the central Italian region of Umbria to talk about all things Italy. And we're joined by our new Italian correspondent, originally from Bray in County Wicklow. Her name is Kerry Waldron. Good afternoon, Kerry. Before we get into singing nuns and crooked prime ministers, what made you uproot your life and go to Italy?
Good afternoon, Derek. I moved over to Italy almost 13 years ago now. Mm-hmm. I fell in love and he whisked me away to Tuscany to follow this dream of restoring a country house and living in Italy, La Dolce Vita, you know, that whole idea that people have of Italy. So that's what brought us here. And then we just stayed here because it took a long time to restore the house. And then we had a couple of children. So we're fairly well established now in the middle of the Umbrian countryside.
Oh, very nice. A bit like Grand Designs or something like that on Channel 4.
A bit like that. That would be one of my husband's favourite programmes, actually.
One of mine. I watch all the repeats all the time. Tell me, you're from Bray originally, though.
I am. I'm from beautiful Bray, right down near the beach. I went to Loreto Convent, so an ex-convent girl.
Well, seeing as you've just mentioned being a convent girl, we might as well start our first story today, which is about Sister Christina Succia, the singing nun who appeared on The Voice of Italy. Have a listen to her. She is some nun, for one nun, as they say.
She's a Sicilian singing nun. She's this kind of phenomenon that's burst onto Rai TV a couple of weeks ago. She's only 25, but she has got some previous experience as a singer. So she wasn't a complete novice, sorry about the pun. She had auditioned before for X Factor and for another talent show in Italy called Amici. So this wasn't her first taste of auditioning for the television. And she did really well and everybody loved her on The Voice last or 2 weeks ago. She was very popular and the judges' faces just absolutely dropped when they turned around and saw who it was singing.
I'm not surprised, really, when you think about it. They turned around. She was blind auditioning, as they called it on The Voice, where the judges are sitting in chairs with their backs to the singer. They've no idea who the singer is. They've no idea what he or she looks like. And so they all liked The Voice. And eventually, one by one, they turned around and they were greeted by this singing nun. There she was, resplendent in her habit and a silver cross. And she was singing like a rock chick.
When I went to school and, you know, to a convent school, the nuns didn't even wear that garb anymore. Very few of them even wore a veil. They were pretty funky looking. So it was surprising to see her in the full shebang and the sisters in the back dancing along with it. But yeah, she's an Ursuline nun. And she said, as she was being interviewed afterwards, she has a gift from God and she wants to share it with the world.
Oh, I see. How does Mother Superior feel about this? Presumably she's okay with it.
Oh, absolutely. They were all there clapping along and supporting her. She wouldn't have been allowed to do it without their say-so. I think they think it's a good way to promote, you know, Catholicism and show it in a positive, more kind of modern, progressive way. And, you know, with all the new things happening, we have in Ireland Father Kelly, the singing priest.
They need it now more than ever, don't they, really?
Absolutely. The Catholic Church has not had a good reputation in the world or in Italy, or, you know, it's suffered a hammering. And the recent, you know, election, if that's what you call it, of Pope Francis, and people like the singing nun and the singing priest are giving it a bit more of a entertainment style profile, you know, taking away from some of the negative aspects and giving it a twist, a singing twist.
How is Pope Francis viewed in Italy?
He's pretty much universally loved. I haven't met one person who said a bad thing about him. People who I didn't realise were religious or even vaguely Catholic have suddenly come out all fond of Papa Francesco. They post pictures of him on their Facebook page. Every day it's a new blessing from Pope Francis. It's amazing. He's really, you know, a one-man kind of Catholic machine. He's taking selfies with people. He's definitely changed the way people view the Catholic Church. I think people are coming out of the Catholic closet.
So to speak. Listen, I believe he tweets. Right? Yes. I wonder, has he tweeted about Sister Christina Succia?
No, as far as I know, he hasn't. I mean, she did say that one of the reasons she was hoping to do well was she wanted to meet Pope Francesco if she could in the future, or she might get a phone call off him. So I think that might be one of her kind of aims with doing The Voice in Italy.
Well, I hope she does. Now, talk to me about the new Disney World of food that's opening in Bologna.
Yes, this is very exciting because if you live in Italy or if you like Italy, which most people at least like Italian food in the world, this is going to be a huge emporium, this kind of mega structure to showcase all the best things about Italian food and drink, but not only selling the end products, but showing exactly where it comes from. So the idea behind it is called Dal Forcone alla Forchetta, from the spade to the fork. So you can see every part of the food chain, from where the fish are in the aquariums to, you know, potatoes being grown and then being made into gnocchi and then being cooked and served in the restaurant. So it's going to be pretty fantastic for anyone who loves food.
And Bologna is the culinary capital of Italy, isn't it?
Well, it is considered la grassa, or the fat one, of Italy, because it has so much amazing food. You can't go there and not put on weight. I think it's probably completely impossible. I mean, maybe some of those superstar macrobiotic people could do it, but I couldn't, because you have Parmesan cheese nearby, you have balsamic vinegar, Parma ham, tortellini, lasagna. I mean, it's just the home of all these amazing products that are sold all over the world and enjoyed all over the world. So I suppose it makes sense to make it the center of this huge park, you know, kind of mecca to Italian food.
What's it going to be called in English?
It's going to be called FICO Italy World. FICO is an acronym, but it also means in Italian cool. So it's kind of a double, you know, whammy. And it's going to be approximately, they say it's going to be 80,000 meters squared, which is around 20 acres.
Yeah.
Which is like twice the size of the Vatican. So that's pretty big.
That is big. Italy World, is that it?
Yes, like Italy, yeah.
Italy World, yeah. Now, I heard that Italians are getting more protective of the food industry because I recently read that there have been lots of fraudulent products claiming to be, for instance, Italian virgin olive oil that is not actually Italian virgin olive oil at all.
Absolutely. There's a huge problem because Italy has a reputation, has a great name for products such as extra virgin olive oil, for Parmesan, even for Italian tomatoes. You know, if you buy a tin of Italian tomatoes, you think you're paying maybe a bit extra to get that product. But if the tomatoes are being bought in China and then just canned in Italy and then sent off to America, it's not quite the same thing. And that should be on the label. They're also completely spurious products that have been created, you know, just to use the label, you know, like Parmesan. You can't just call anything Parmesan. It has to be aged. It has to go through a certain process. And so we have people selling Parmesan that is not Parmesan all over the world.
So what are they doing?
They have police to check containers to see if it's, you know, the product is counterfeit or if it's genuine. So I suppose they're cheese detectors or something. I'm not sure. Do they have a special branch of the police for food tasting? Because I think I'd like a bit of that. That sounds like a good job.
Finally, Berlusconi has received a sentence of sorts. Mm. You might explain that to me.
Yes. For one of his many court cases, he was finally given a sentence, albeit a very minor sentence. He's been given 1 year community service. And in the end, it will probably be commuted to about 9 months with good behaviour. He will have to spend 4 hours a week in a kind of nursing home for elderly people helping out. I'm sure he'll just go there and sit and smile and chat to them. Or maybe he'll sing them a song because he used to be a cruise ship singer. So,
and that's all he has to do.
That's all he has to do. But, you know, just getting any conviction or any sentence on Berlusconi is a miracle in itself.
I know, but he's still leader of the opposition party, isn't he?
He is. He's still a power to be reckoned with.
Because he's banned from Parliament, if I'm not mistaken.
He is. He can't hold a seat in Senate because of his convictions. And now, because of this sentence, even though it's community service, he's also got to stick to a curfew. He can't leave his region. He can't go out late at night, and he can't meet with anyone who has a criminal record, which, as I was saying, you know, to friends, that's going to ruin his Saturday nights out, isn't it? Because he has quite a number of friends who have criminal records. Just recently, one escaped to Lebanon. So it's going to make his life a lot more difficult, especially when he's campaigning for the elections next month.
Yeah, and as I understand it, he believes the judiciary had it in for him, that it was kind of a bit of a setup against him.
Absolutely. He constantly refers to the judiciary as a bunch of, now this is not my opinion, I'm quoting him somewhat, but a bunch of communist lesbians is how he has referred to them in the past.
Anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed. Much appreciated. Okay. I'm sure we'll talk to you again, and the very best of luck. Continued happiness with your new life in Italy. How long have you been there now?
13 years.
Oh, 13 years, hardly a new life.
But not quite.
Well, and what's the region like you live in? Is it very nice?
Umbria is beautiful, yes. Great food, great people, nice weather. You can't beat it, really.
You're making me very envious. Kerry, thank you very much indeed. You can email Mooney at rte.ie or send a text message right now about anything at all to 51551.